the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is April 7th, 2024. I want to bring this up real quick here, then we're going to our next call here. It'll be Ken in Texas here in a second here. This is all happening on Easter Sunday, last Sunday. A New York church burned down. What do you think happened there? Attacking Christianity, no doubt about it. And 200 burned Bibles ended up in the entrance of a Tennessee church. That's definitely sending a message there on Christianity here. Imagine, this is a hate crime. As far as I could say, this would be a hate crime here, delivering burned Bibles. What are you doing? This is kind of a hate thing, hate crime here. Now, I'm pretty certain if the LGBTQ had a Bible, and they don't have a Bible, as far as I know, maybe they're going to create one out of thin air here, and it's going to be their guidelines of their living and everything, condoning everything that they do, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But if somebody, a Christian, burned the LGBTQ Bible, I guarantee you the FBI would be involved, saying it's a hate crime or going after the person, and just like January 6th, throw you in jail or prison, very quick trial in prison. That would be a hate crime. You're a mean person. You're a hater. And therefore, you're threatening. You're a domestic terrorist. But the other way around, it's okay to burn down churches. And I suspect we're going to see a lot more churches burning down here as they are going after churches in Christianity. They're going after you, the faith-based, the Christian nationalist. You are the enemy now because you are a Christian and a nationalist because you care about your country. You care about your faith. So we'll see what happens in the future there, but I expect more of that to happen here in the future. And I wonder about the guy whoever delivered the 200 burned Bibles here. We don't know who he is. We can't figure out who he is. Hey, is there a tag on that thing? Is there a tag on that trailer? Is there a serial number on that trailer that can go back to who bought the trailer? This is not rocket science. Come on, do you really want to find out? No, you don't. Let's go to our next caller here. Ken in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mr. Elkins. Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but commenting on your burned Bible issue, the comment there is that if they're NIVs, they may have been doing them a favor. Just a little bit of humor there. But there's nothing wrong with righteous anger, Steve, so it's good that you get it out. Just, you know, the good book says be angry but don't sin. So you need to get it out so you don't internalize it to turbocharge your dis-ease. So I wanted to say that. But if you can turn it into joy, why not try? And so
my joy would be taking down these evil people, Ken. My joy would be taking down these evil people. I want a normal life. I want to return back to a normal life. A normal living and friends and people coming back together in my life. I've seen so many separations, so many people leaving because of political differences and COVID and everything else. I want to see the family return and somewhat return. This is mind-boggling that it's getting worse and worse and families are getting more divided. Our country is so divided. We have a government who doesn't care about those they've alienated or angered at. They don't care about a good portion of this population. They don't care. You're the enemy. We're the enemy.
Exactly. Not only do they not care, but it's intentional. And the reason is, in my understanding, is that Christians are the only group of people who don't fit into a new world order because they submit to a higher authority than man. So. Mm-hmm.
I can almost think that, you know, we see these things planned out way ahead of time. I can almost believe that these attacks on us, Christians, attacks on the church, attack on people, that they're all being planned out and they're all purposeful to really get under your skin. And a hope.
Absolutely.
In a hope and a desire that you may be rebellious and get angry and do something. So they have the right now, Biden would have the right now to call a martial law, bring out the troops, we can't trust these people anymore, lock things down even more so, control people, dig into your bank accounts, the digital currency is going to give them easy access to that, And then, of course, if you don't behave yourself, we'll take money out of your account or freeze it or give sanctions, do sanctions on you. But you know, it's almost like purposeful. One agenda after the other is supposed to get under our skin and get us so riled up and angry that we're supposed to then lose control and start doing what the Antifa and what the Black Lives Matter has been doing. And we're not that kind of crowd. You and I are not that kind of people. We don't burn down cities to make a point. We may go to the Capitol to protest a stolen election, but we don't do violence. We don't attack people. We don't loot. We don't hurt people. We don't destroy. And it's like they want to push us to be like that in order to give them more power and control to control us with maybe a martial law.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're spending billions and billions of dollars to accomplish that very thing. And so that's why, that was kind of the reason for my call, is that's why I think we need to turn it into a little bit of joy by using their same tactics against them. You know, when they say some of these things, then we need to say, well, I'm offended by that. Right. And why are you so offensive? And then, you know, why are you so intolerant? You're so intolerant. And, you know, jump up and down and flail our arms around and yell and scream and say, you're so intolerant. You know, I'm offended by that. And all these tricks they've used to get where they're at. Yeah. And then something I said to John before he passed on, I said, we have to ban, which is ban assault needles.
There you go.
And use their own same kind of silly stuff against them and, you know, see how it works for them, and then there's no argument against it because it's the exact same thing that they did and actually still do. So
I still believe, Ken, the reason why we're seeing politicians that are so silent, and also the people are being silent because they see what's going on with Congress here. But I do believe the creation of the Department of Homeland Security was never intended to, you know, find terrorism before it strikes the United States. I think it was always designed to find the dirt and the dirty stuff that on the politicians, the prominent people who make the decisions, and to control them. I think that's exactly what we've been dealing with. We're dealing with a major, major, major Jeff Epstein blackmail agenda going on right now with our entire Congress. And the Congress is keeping their mouth shut because they, unfortunately, have been caught in circumstances they don't want us to know about. I don't expect them to be, you know, squeaky clean choir boys, but I believe it appears a good portion of our Congress has a lot of dirt, a lot of bad stuff they don't want to be known, and it's simply being held over their head. Keep your mouth shut. Get the money. Keep getting the money. Keep your mouth shut, or I'll destroy you.
I'd go one step further and say that once they get a taste of the air quotes good life, where they can basically do anything they want to and enjoy themselves doing it, that they're intentionally doing it. They don't care if they have anything on them because, you know, they're on the gravy train.
Well, you know what? That makes a good sense too. Yeah, they love the gravy train, but do they not understand? That if this country goes into a revolution, us against them, that these people will be considered the elites, the ones who cause the problems, that they can't hide. They don't have the castle to hide in. They don't have the protection. And that the villagers will come for them. Do they not understand that because they caused the problem?
Well, actually, I think they do understand it. And that's why they're going for the gusto. And, you know, doing everything they possibly can now, and they don't, that's why they don't care, is because they know it's their last dance, so to speak.
Maybe.
There's an analogy I was going to make for that, but I can't think of what it was, but it's, you know.
I was hoping somebody call in and say, hey, I looked up that my blood is boiling. And tell me where that comes from. I'm going to do it after the show. But if anybody has a chance to look it up, my blood is boiling. Well, how far back does that go? And what were the circumstances that somebody actually used that? And now that we use it all the time, but I haven't used that. Ken, I have not used that term, that phrase, in eons. And because I haven't been that angry, but now I'm at a point where my blood is boiling. I'm so angry. Every time this Easter, defamation attack on Easter by Biden and what he did was mind-blowing. I can't believe it in the mainstream scene saying he's a devout Catholic. It blows me away. It blows me away, and my blood starts to boil. So
that has a lot to do with it right there, because the Vatican has been pushing a lot of stuff, and there's even been pushback from, you know, some of the bishops and stuff, but overall, you know, they're pro New World Order and all that stuff. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they would say something like that. Again, they're doing everything they can to try to get some conservative people to do something stupid. I mean, I see it all the time, almost every day. And I made a comment about this to Chris Hinckley one morning where it's only by the grace of God, by the yoke of Christ, that we don't respond. But what we need to do is we need to, you know, go to our knees, and we need to go to honest, fervent prayer, and together as a group to really fight this. But at the same time, why not have a little bit of fun? And say, well, I'm offended by that. And you're so intolerant. And all of these things that they, you know, did over and over again, I just want it back in their face. And anyhow,
I'm not worried about people's feelings anymore, really, when it comes down to stupidity and this wokeism. I call it as I see it, and I don't care. Oh, you hurt my feelings. Well, good. You know, actually, you know, that actually builds character, believe it or not. It builds character, and you're in short supply of character. So let's say this is a positive thing here. I'm helping to build character in you because you're deficient. I really don't care anymore about the, oh, that hurts my feelings.
Right. You can't argue with them, because if their life depended on it, they couldn't make a cogent argument. It's just not going to happen. All they do is explode in rage. And so what better time to hit them with something emotional, you know, like, gosh, you're so intolerant. Look at you, you know. Why are you so upset?
You're so unintelligent. Did you eat paint chips as a child?
Yeah. You know? Did you sprinkle them on your breakfast cereal?
Did you have high power lines near your home? Why are you so
stupid?
That's
like the one good thing about the eclipse is people are going to actually take a four-minute timeout and look up from their phones.
Oh my God, years. I forgot to protect my eyes. I can't see anymore. I'm blind. Well, there you go.
Remember, you know, it's okay to be angry. Just don't sin. Righteous anger is a good thing.
Yep. And I'll try to channel my anger to be constructive. I'll try that.
That may be just the ticket that we all need to get, is a little bit of righteous anger and say enough is enough.
It is. Enough's enough. Enough.
Appreciate it, Steve. Talk to you later.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Yeah, enough is enough. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the nonsense. I don't know. It's every day. I got some other stuff we'll bring out here, some more nonsense, if we can get in here. Well, let's get our next call in. Misty in Kansas. Welcome back, Misty. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm a lot better. You know, Steve, Lordy, mm-hmm. These people are desperate at this stage. They are throwing everything but the washing sink at us. It's coming in all directions. This is an intentional thing, I believe, to get our state of mind all just going in every direction we can. Well, we got this, we got this, we got this. Righteous anger, 100%, you know, paying your taxes. You know, I just did my dang taxes. It's just... 10 grand of our income goes to them. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. And what's it going for? It's going for to slaughter people in Palestine. It went for the COVID jab to murder people. Yep. It's going for our planet being poisoned, our waterways. Righteous anger goes to that stage, and we are facilitating and the invasion. I don't think there's gonna be.
I have never seen in 3 years so many things go wrong, Misty. I mean, look at it. I mean, is this just really a black cloud over the United States, or is this all being planned and purposeful? Do we have this much bad luck, or is this being planned? And, you know, there's an old saying, the Democrats will say there's no such thing as conspiracy, just a lot of coincidences. But, no, this is truly...
You're asking me? Okay. My opinion is it's planned. It's definitely been planned. Yeah. The invasion, the food, okay, really, in my honest belief, they're trying to make the people, okay, this eclipse stuff, they're trying to make the people believe that revelation is going on. I mean, they're pushing that part of it.
Yeah.
Now, I understand. Me personally, I do believe it is, but I also believe that they facilitate fear. I mean, look at all these people. What's going on right now? This whole world is under demonic control. And one thing I will honestly say is, oh, you were talking about the Epstein stuff and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you do know about the Diddy dude, right?
No, doesn't sound familiar.
Diddy Combs, some black dude, rapper dude.
Oh, yeah, Puff Daddy, Diddy Combs, yeah. Yeah, I also saw Nickelodeon now. We're finding out Nickelodeon has been involved. There's a new movie coming out, a documentary, Silence on the Set or something like that. We're seeing another blackmail operation. Right.
Yes. They're calling him the Black Epstein. There is pictures of him with the same people. Barack Obama, somebody sent me one today with him, and I'm talking about that dude gets so ghetto in his tones. And anyway, no, they just busted him, and that's what I'm starting to look at. We're seeing a lot of this stuff, so could it actually be some light shining on us? Yes,
well, that all makes perfect sense. It all makes perfect sense, Misty, why the movie Sound of Freedom was snubbed, because it brought attention to Hollywood, the Hollywood misfits, the pedophilia that was going on there, which we already suspected it was going on. And then, of course, you had actors coming forward and telling what's going on. Then you have Nickelodeon actors and actresses talking about what happened on the set. This new documentary, by the way, is talking about the pedophilia that was going on at Nickelodeon. It's called Quiet on Set, Quiet on Set. And I have not seen it yet, but I will. But it makes perfect sense of why they wanted to pretty much bring no attention to it. Actually, limited engagements. They made sure that you couldn't show Sound of Freedom very, very long. They didn't want to influence people. They didn't want to educate people what was going on. But this is something that's really serious.
It's coming out so much, Steve. That's a positive,
It is
truly.
Well, it is. Right. It is. But it should have been at the movie theater for a hell of a lot more than 7 days.
Well, I mean, now I agree, but, you know, I guess me personally, I hadn't seen The Sound of Freedom.
Great movie.
Well, I also understand the premise of what they're, I understand it's truth, okay? I don't need to be drugged through, you know, that mental part of that, and the same with this, because we already know this has been going on. And like you're saying, the new Nickelodeon, well, I know for a fact this stuff is true. You know, like I say, there's some light coming in. Try to see the lightness, and like JR said, I mean, this is a time, Stephen, we have to really keep faith. We have to stay strong in our faith. I'm just as angry, and stay strong in that faith, Steve. I'm telling you, this is 2024 is fixing to go down big. Yeah. We're in trouble as America.
Let me ask you something, Misty. In your church, you go to church regular?
I do not support organized religion, not at all.
Okay. So your circle of friends, do they feel the same way you do?
Meaning what?
About what's going on, about taking down religion, and about going after this the whole homosexual agenda, all these things being shoved at our children, sexualized and gender trans, all these changes.
I live in the country.
Does your circle of friends agree with that or disagree?
No, in my whole town, they understand it. My whole town. People have pulled their children out of school. Now, but for the grace, you know, I live in a small area. I live in the country, far, far away. Are the people where I live aware of it? Yes. Are they as self-sufficient as they can possibly be? Yes. You know, do they dabble into my level? No.
Okay. Got it.
Not at all. You know,
that
I know of. I truly don't have a huge circle of friends and don't actually need them.
I don't either anymore. Not anymore, right. I don't.
No.
Not anymore.
Amen. Amen. Because you're not going to find that many people, like I believe you said, I had to finish up my taxes when you first came on. Anyways, if people don't know by now, they don't want to know. You know, it was interesting. My husband, John, his brother-in-law died, and I want to find out if they listed his death certificate as COVID-related. He took the shot. They gave him the remdesivir. He did have a stroke, and that was right after the shot, but they did say, well, he wouldn't take care of his health. You know how that goes.
Right.
And anyways, I'd love to find that out, but at this stage, I mean, Lord, Steve, stay in your faith. Yeah. Don't lose that faith. There's a reason why this is going on, and I don't want to hold up if you've got other people on the line. There's a reason why this is going on. It's going to be difficult. The trials. What is that statement about? It was one of the, about trials we shall go through. Anyway, not in the Bible. I think it was somebody in the early government.
Right.
You know. Trials and tribulations, whatever. Anyways,
well,
try to stay strong. And I'm doing that. When I called you the last time, my husband was out of town, and I go through such craziness. But anyway, let's just, it is what it is. Okay, Steve, talk soon.
Thank you, Misty. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take a deep breath. All right, let's go back to the calls. And next caller from California, Gregory in California, you're on the show.
Hello, Steve. Much love, much truth. Much love of truth.
There you go.
And like much freedom to all. That's the trivium that I try to expound. But,
Gregory, before I get into something, I want to ask you something. You're in California. I lived there, and I left after 10 years, but almost 10 years. Things are all going south. It's gotten worse since I left. What's keeping you in California? What's keeping you there?
It depends on where you're at. California is a very big state, and there's a lot of Bolsheviks that live here. Well, the whole country's been inundated by Bolsheviks, but there are pockets, there are counties that have a myriad of freest diversity. They don't believe in the you know, the nasty Pelosi's or the gruesome Newsom's.
Right.
And that's something that I think that we're all failing in our trying to locate freedom, is that we need to shun these shiitake mushrooms. We need to just put them away. You know, just, I don't, you might have something to say, but I don't need to listen to your tripe, because my tripe is more valuable to me. Truth is the highest epitome, the highest vibration that one can aspire to. And when you look at all the lying, sucking, blankety, blank, blank, blankers, I mean, I can't blank them enough, man. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not
there. I think
there.
We got
I'm
it with the blank,
you.
Blank.
I'm
I got it.
On,
I got it.
Yeah. If you're not on board with them, you know, let them sail off into their own horizons, and let's just be free in our own reality. Let's just come together as truth seekers, people that, real people, not these humans that are running around with their different hues of reality. A truth seeker seeks the full spectrum. They are just energized by the full spectrum of love, of truth. And that's all I got to say right now. But man, I appreciate everybody on RBN. And I've listened to you all for years, and I shed a lot of tears, but I mean, it goes on, right? And
it goes on.
Yeah, be well.
We'll see what happens in November.
Oh, we're going to see. It's going to happen.
We'll see. We'll see what happens,
right?
And we'll see how the people respond. We'll see if this one clearly is stolen from us. And it's so clear a theft. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? How will the people respond to this one here? That's what I want to see. What will happen now?
Do you still vote, Steve?
You know, I got to say, I wasn't going to. And this is my last, Gregory, this is my last ditch effort to have some kind of faith that we can't overwhelm their fraud. And I will vote this one more time. After this one, it probably won't matter anymore, but I will try one more time.
It's still insanity, man.
I know. You want to stay over or you want to leave?
Sure, I'll stay over.
All right, stay over. Short commercial break here. Stay tuned.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gregory in California here. I look at my phone here on the commercial break here, and I get a little humor. I need something to make me laugh a little bit here. And I'm seeing a little pop-up says, ex-CNN host Don Lemon, or Lemon, I call him Lemon, the sour fruit, marries his partner Tim Malone with controversial guests in attendance. I love it when you catch these liberals in their hypocrisy here. Don Lemon is one of the biggest racists out there, talking about the greatest threat to America is the white male. The white male. I'm looking at this guy. He's pretty damn white. He just got caught in his hypocrisy. There you go. Greg in California. Gregory, are you still there?
Yahoo.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that exciting news?
Oh, you
news?
Make me laugh.
Don, really Lemon, make me laugh. Don Lemon marries a white honky. And this guy hates white people. He's always talking about white people. They're the greatest threat. His partner is white. Amazing. You catch these libtards and this stuff, and they're never held accountable. If you went and approached him on this question, he would say he'd move on to something else or find something nasty to say to you and label you. But I love catching the hypocrites in their lies. And this guy is a piece of work. That's why he got fired from everybody, and fired recently from X, from Elon Musk. He couldn't cut it there. Also, there you go. Hey, you. It's going your way. What's going on?
Well, speaking of hypocrisy, we're all hypocrites to some degree or another, depending on our purview and what we strive to be, where our focus is. What do we focus on? Do we focus on the currency that is currently corrupting everybody, or do we focus on the truth, which is just a narrow path, doesn't require a bunch of genius to follow. All you got to do is just be straight up, straight out, and shout what you are.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, predicated on what you see as
Gregory, what would you say? Gregory, what would you say? It's going to be a high number. I know it's going to come be a high number, but what would you say the number of people who really understand our the Federal Reserve and our financial institutions, how many people understand that this government is printing money out of thin air? How many people know that they're printing money out of thin air? How many people know this? I educated my anesthesiologist, and she's a young girl. I don't know. She was probably late 20s, early 30s, and she had no clue that they're just – she goes, you mean there's nothing backing the money? You told me about the, you know, the gold currency and gold and silver backing our money and then keeping the value, and that's how they do it, and it's no longer there in place. So she goes, so what's keeping our money to hold value? It's what they tell you they say it's worth. Nothing more. That's why other countries are bailing on the fiat currency of the dollar. They're bailing on the currency because it is not worth what they keep telling you it's worth. That's why you have inflation. And she looked at me like in shock, and then she said, well, let's put you under now. Let's get the procedure done. here's some gas. Now shut up.
that makes me laugh. Hey, but it is backed by something. It's backed by the faith and effort of your bonds. You know, when you were born, you were put in bondage with the bond. You know, the birth certificate is a bond that is held in lieu of your working capabilities as put forward. So it's not created out of thin air. It's created out over your working capabilities and what they project you as going to be worth. Yep. And it's all a facade. Everything they do is a facade. It's all fake lies and moronic ideologies. And when you comprehend this to its fullest extent, you see, that's one thing I'll catch you on is your word of understanding. I only understand one rule, one law. I only have one master, and it's not man. It's that it is the law, the true law,
right?
Because I only try to envelop and surround myself in truth, and I try to disregard all those fake omnis, those Bidens, the Trumps, all those fakeries. I mean, all those guys are up there put up to get you to vote. And if you vote, you're insane in my realm, my reality, because you're trying to do something and you do it over and over again.
Yeah, it's called insanity.
Results.
It's called the definition of insanity, right? I'm hoping, Gregory, what I'm hoping is, and this will be the last time, this will probably be the last time any of us ever get to vote. If we thought we overwhelmed the system here, but now allowing this 6-week early voting here is going to screw us because they'll now know how many votes they need to steal by, and that's – this is it. This is it. This will be my last time ever, definitely, if it's stolen. This was it. I will never encourage anybody.
Come on, Stephen. Give me a break. I mean – when you vote, you're actually telling them to, okay, go ahead, I'll bend over and shove it to me this time. Hopefully it doesn't hurt as much as the last time. No, I totally shun them. Do not give them any of your energy, any of your precious moments, because we only have so many precious moments to experience on this plane. And I would not delve into the insanity of that poopy. That's That's where I stand. I mean, that's
right.
Just me.
I appreciate your comments on that. I felt the same way, but now I'm at a different point in my life and thinking, well, you know, this is it. This is it. This is for all the marbles. I guarantee you, this election is for all the marbles, and our future will never be the same if this is taken away. And I don't know where we're going to go. Like I said, the revolution is going to happen. I think it's going to happen. And that they're prepared for that. That's why they have all that fencing around the White House. They're prepared. And we will see troops on corners. We will see NATO troops on our corners. We are a NATO country. So we'll see. The revolution comes down. I'm there. As I said before, I am your Huckleberry. So, hey, appreciate your call.
Hey,
there,
Greg. Hold on. One second more, if
What's
you
that?
Don't mind.
Sure.
You know, I've got the T-shirt, underwear, socks, and jock strap. I mean, I used to run for office back in the 90s. I've done the whole shit-talkie, and I've seen where it goes. I've seen what evil there is, and it's not becoming of my spirit anymore. And so I just highly recommend everybody shunning these. Well, shoot them or shun them. That's all I got to say about that. I love you much, man. And be in truth. Be in happiness.
I appreciate your call.
I love you too, man. Bye-bye.
Right. Gotta go. Well, I'm still crossing my fingers, holding a little faith. Like I said, if we don't vote at all, then definitely it's going to be a runaway. And like I said, this one's going to be a no-brainer. A guy that's destroying the country, destroying our economy, cannot, in all logic, get in. It makes no sense because we're all voting on the economics because our livelihoods, our quality of life is going down. There's no way a guy destroys the country gets back in because you know what? You're going to get 4 more years of that. It makes no sense. Let's dive in real quick while we can here to this bridge mishap in Baltimore, Maryland, the other day here. A massive container ship known as the Dolly takes out the center pylon of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing the entire frame structure to fall in the river below, kind of like Tinker Toys. I remember watching this hearing a while. And the mainstream media talking about this Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's a historic bridge. It's a historic bridge. You guys haven't done your homework, have you? It was built in 1977, making it 47 years old. You can't even call the Francis Scott Key Bridge an antique, but it has to be at least 50 years old to be an antique, which means at 62, I am an antique, believe it or not. Antique right here in the chair. But the mainstream media all continue to say it's a historic bridge. And, of course, we have the good old dandy boy from Indiana, Transportation Secretary Pete Butthead, on the scene very quickly to say he's looking it over the situation here and it must be rebuilt. It will take time. Between $400 million to $1 billion for this Tinker Toy steel bridge. So quick, definitely Pete Buttigieg or Butthead, you know, taking the time to go to the scene as Biden hasn't even been there, far as I know. I guess Pete taking some breather time away from nursing his brand new infant there and leaving that to his partner here to man breastfeed his child. I don't know. This guy is a piece of work here. I imagine in government, we have probably a lot of people like this in government. A lot of people like Pete Buttigieg that are out there and doing nothing, actually having no impact on anything, and especially not our lives and helping improve our lives. You're improving their lives, but not improving our lives. He is, as my father would say, worthless as tits on a boar hog. That's Pete Buttigieg for you. Worthless. And, well, quickly, the FBI is jumping on there and saying, hey, quickly saying, nope, there's no terrorism here, nothing to see here. And but then Laura Logan coming on the War Room with Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk the other day, going into her theory, which I think is very, very credible, something we should be looking at and talking about, and that these ships who navigate on the open waters, the open seas, are on a GPS system here, and that system, yes, it can be hacked. Amazing. I mean, we have Wi-Fi, we have Bluetooth, all this stuff has backdoors to hack to get into. Even the Ring on your doorbell Ring, people can get into that and turn it off, believe it or not. These systems were all created with the backdoor for the criminals, and that's exactly what's going on here. I do believe she's absolutely onto something here, that the ship itself, the GPS navigation was hacked. It's the timing of it all, the timing of it all. A ship that goes 1,000 or 2,000 miles away from its base coming into this territory here, suddenly having a power outage as it gets near the bridge, allowing this this catastrophe to happen. It's just too amazing to believe that that your power is going to go out, not at sea where it could have happened, where you could have got rescued and help. It happens right when you get to your destination to take out a bridge. I do believe she's onto something here. I don't believe for a moment this bridge just lost its power by accident. I believe it was probably hacked. And the timing of it, everything, the timing on it. I mean, as Joe Biden would say, come on, man. But it's true. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all that the power would go out just as it arrives at its destination to take out a bridge, taking out the center pylon also. I would assume as a pilot, when you're in navigation school here, in piloting school, that they teach you to go between the pylons in the center, and if there's something that goes wrong, you have a little bit of leeway either way, to the left or to the right, so you don't knock out pylons and take down bridges. But the pictures I saw from some guy that at 1:30 in the morning decided to, I don't know, count the stars and look over and say, hey, I think I'll record that ship coming in, and doing so, and we getting the footage of a ship getting really close to that pylon and then suddenly hitting it and taking it out. I just don't believe for a moment that this is an accident. I believe it was, the GPS was hacked, the system was hacked, the power was lost because of the hacking, and of course, I'm a nut job, a conspiracy theorist for even mentioning that, but that makes more sense than a guy who travels thousands of miles and had no problems on the open seas and suddenly has problems when he gets to his destination. That's a little more logical that something happened here. It was taken out. But we'll see where it goes with that. Laura Logan is always under attack. And unfortunately, I think she's a very solid reporter, a very solid journalist. I like her. I think she's very solid. And I'm sure she's going to get a lot of heat from that. But it doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, you must look for other reasons of why something happened. Again, the cost between $400 million and $1 billion for this Tinker Toy thing. Tinker Toy. Now, if you want to talk about historic bridges, I can tell you historic bridges. I used to go under one all the time. I used to drive on the Golden Gate Bridge and always look up and go, wow, what an amazing, amazing structure. And that is an amazing historic bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. But the Francis Scott Key Bridge that was built in 77, yeah, not historic. Maybe it wasn't even a nice bridge. I've seen nice bridges. It's just a bridge. Nothing spectacular there, so I don't know. It did turn out to be a great diversion story away from the Biden's problems, no doubt about that. A great diversion there, but I did find it quite humorous. Biden, his memory, talking about crossing that bridge all the time. I'm sure many people living in Maryland have crossed that bridge, but also crossing the bridge on his car, probably his Corvette, you know, the one that was next to the documents in his garage, the classified documents, that Corvette, going over, picking up babes on the other side, I don't know. But also, riding on a train on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, Joe, there's no tracks on that one. No, you think anybody in the mainstream media other than Peter Ducey might have the courage to actually say, hey, McFly, There are no train tracks on that bridge, and to see if you get a response. The media, mainstream media, always defending Crazy Joe. We should just call him Crazy Joe, because he really is kind of crazy. Everything that comes out of his mouth is kind of stupid. He's crazy. He's a lunatic. He's got dementia, full blown dementia. They keep propping him up and putting him back in the corner here and keeping him shut up for a while, and then maybe he gets a little better. We'll pump up the medication on him and maybe we'll see if we can get him back a little bit. And then we'll bring him back out, and he'll say a few words, and he'll screw that up. Won't read the teleprompter correctly. He's Crazy Joe. But a few more minutes ago, left here to take some calls. If you want to call in, it's 512-248-8252. It's 512-248-8252. And I still can't get over the report coming about the Biden documents. And, you know, he's an old man. He's well-meaning. He has a poor memory. We can't convict him on this. A jury would never convict him. So let him go. Let him go of his crimes. But he's still good enough to be in the Oval Office and, you know, take charge of the country here. Can't prosecute him for this, but because he's got dementia. But no, he's good enough. His dementia is not that severe enough to run the country, to stop running the country. So we'll let him keep doing that. Quite amazing. Quite amazing. Double take on that one here. You can't prosecute you, but no, you can go and do that. That's fine. Let's talk about Donald Trump here in our last minutes here. You know, his $454 million bond to appeal his case in New York that was handed down by the courts, saying that he inappropriately or overvalues properties to seek better terms, loan terms from the banks, which is, by the way, is there's no crime. The banks are very happy. This is something that's being taken on by the state itself. There is no crime. The banks have been paid back. They're happy. They were not going against Trump on this here at all. They were not on the side of the New York cabal there trying to take down Trump with lawfare. But they were happy. There were no victims. And if there's no victim, there's no crime. And we still should all remember and understand in the banking and finance world that these institutions have their own appraisers. So I can tell you my house is worth $800,000, and if somebody wants to buy my house and he takes it to the bank and says, hey, I like this house, well, that appraiser is going to tell you that house is not worth $800,000. By the way, the last taxes of this, it's worth about $700,000, $600,000. So we're not going to overextend you on something that the value is not there. And so there is no crime. If the appraisers from the banks do their job, and they do, they're not going to take your word for it. They do their job, but what happens is they come together in the middle and find some common ground to say, okay, I agree on that, I agree on that, we're both happy, the finance terms are this. That's how it works in the real world. And Kevin O'Leary was honest enough. I'm not a big fan of him, Shark Tank guy, but he said, this is how business is done. You value your property, and the bank has an appraiser, and they value it, and you come to some agreement, and the terms are set. That's how it works out. You know, but what's happened here is that we actually have had a cutthroat situation here. New York has cut their throat for any further expansion and building up of their economy because people are going to say, I'm not going to build there. As a builder, I'm not going to work with New York any longer. So if Mark Cuban were honest, that libtard Mark Cuban were honest and had a spine, he would actually come out and say the same thing. That's how it's done. That's how business is done. You know, when it comes to valuation, there's appraisers, and the appraisers won't agree on anything they both can't agree on. So New York just cut their own throat as far as expansion and building up New York. We got a caller here. It's like our last caller tonight. Rob in Mississippi, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. I want to talk to you about the Key Bridge a little bit.
Sure.
I grew up in that area, and I was a commercial fisherman all around that area of the bridge. Mm-hmm. So I know the waters very well and the operation of vessels in and out. Moved to Mississippi and went and got my captain's master's license for ocean-going vessels, and did that for a long time until I retired. Things just don't add up to me, Steve. The vessel was on course. It was on course. All of a sudden, made a hard turn to starboard and stayed on that course until impact. Another thing is, when you come off of a dock, you turn out all your deck lights and you turn your running lights on, and that tells other vessels your intention, what you're doing. Because if you leave your deck lights all on, they blind, they ground out your navigation lights. So they're getting it backwards when they're telling you when the lights went out was when he lost power. That's when he had power, and you could only see his running light, his navigation light.
Got it.
That was another thing, and you know, they talked about his anchor. He dropped anchor. Well, if you look at the angle of the anchor, it's only 50 or less feet there at that spot. Then the anchor line, anchor chain was darn near close to straight down, just back a little
bit. Let me stop you real quick and ask a question. Are there two anchors on that, one aft and one on the front? There's two anchors?
Well, I don't know about aft on that vessel. You know, not all vessels have one in the aft, but they always have two in the front.
Right.
Which
well, the reason I ask that, because if you drop anchor in the front and you're near and you want to drop anchor in the back if you have it, you want to make sure that you don't get that swing into the bridge if for some reason you have a current of some sort. That's why I wondered if there was one in the aft to drop to stay stationary. But like I said, this could have happened out at sea somewhere, and it didn't happen at sea. It happened right when you get to your destination. Perfect timing. I think it was hacked. There's something very foul on this. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, that it was hacked, like they can a car or an airplane.
Right, exactly.
So, like I said, they dropped the anchor pretty much after they had impact.
We should dig into this a little bit more next time I come back on. Maybe you can call and we can talk more about this. I'm still going to keep an eye on this because they wanted to shove it under the carpet. It's over, but I think there's more to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about
that's
more.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call. There's our closing here. There's our music. Time to move on and me for go relax and take a nice cold one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. Wishing you health, happiness, faith, hope, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.